We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and now it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. The Boston Celtics are currently the favorite at plus 160, but the team that's third in my championship rankings, the Dallas Mavericks, you can get them on DraftKings right now at plus 1600 to win the title. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code HOOPS. That's H-O-O-P-S. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HOOPS, H-O-O-P-S, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Welcome to Hoops Tonight here at The Volume. Happy Sunday, everybody. Hope all of you guys are having a great weekend. We're just going to be breaking down for about 10-15 minutes that Game 7 between the Cavs and the Magic. Got a lot of content coming out today. Earlier this morning, we released our series preview on Knicks Pacers. You can find that on the feed. I recorded like a 45-minute film session on Game 1 of Timberwolves Nuggets. That's also going to be up on the feeds here shortly. And I'm also going with Colin Cowherd later tonight to bounce around all the NBA storylines after the first round and heading into the second round. So lots and lots of content coming out today. And then tomorrow morning, we're going to have another three. We got our series previews for the Thunder and the Mavs, as well as the Celtics and the Cavs. And then we're also going to have Game 2 Nuggets Timberwolves. And I think there's a Game 1 tomorrow night as well of Knicks Pacers. So just a ton of content coming out over the next couple of days. You guys know the drill. Before we get started, subscribe to the Hoops Tonight YouTube channel so you don't miss any more of our videos. Follow me on Twitter at _JasonLT so you guys don't miss show announcements. Don't forget about our podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts, under Hoops Tonight. And then keep dropping mailbag questions in the YouTube comments so we can keep hitting them throughout the rest of the postseason. All right, let's talk some basketball. So, you know, this series got a little bit hairier than it needed to be. I think if Jared Allen was healthy, this series would have ended in six. Obviously, Orlando's like a buzzsaw at home, and it would have been tough. But Allen, it just makes Orlando's physical advantages that much more imposing. They're already bigger than Cleveland. But when you play Evan Mobley, who's undersized at the center position, but plenty of size at the power forward position, when you play him at the center, you just put yourself into a bunch of physical predicaments, right? And like that kind of allowed Orlando to do more damage to Cleveland over the tail end of the series, like making game five such a tough game, right? Winning game six, having a substantial lead in game seven. Those were the physical advantages. And honestly, when Jared Allen is out of the picture, it just puts a ton of pressure on the Cavs guards to be like, not just good offensively, but great offensively. When Jared Allen was in the picture, they were better shot creators, obviously, than Orlando. We talked about that before the series, but they could have more margin for error when they're healthy. With Jared Allen out, they had to be awesome. And they were awesome. Once again, cannot say enough about Donovan Mitchell in this series. 89 points in the last two games. Damn near ended this thing in six anyway, and did end it tonight. But early in this game, it got a little tricky because the Cavs guards were struggling. I think Mitchell was like two first eight or something like that. Mitchell got off to a rough start. And Orlando was like red hot from three. They made seven of their first 14 threes, and Orlando went up by 18, and it looked bad because in a series like this where the defenses are so good and the offenses on either side are less than great, it was one of those things where 18 points might as well be 35, you know, in a different series, right? But three things turned the game around. One, an amazing defensive effort from the whole team, but I also thought Isaac Okoro really led the charge just with his energy and effort and really good individual defense on Paolo. And then Orlando cooled off from three. They were seven for their first 14, but they were three for their last 17. And one was in garbage time. And Orlando is a very bad jump shooting team. We're going to talk about that in a big picture sense here in a few minutes. But that 7 of 14 was the outlier. So just staying engaged in the game, not letting go of the rope, hanging around long enough for the shots to start missing for you to flip the script. And then lastly, Donovan Mitchell got going again, once again, by beating people off the dribble. Caris LeVert, too, did a really nice job generating rim pressure over the course of the whole series. But in that third quarter run, Donovan Mitchell has 39 today. Just an unbelievable carry job. Carrying the offense for Cleveland in this series. And then huge plays late. Evan Mobley, obviously we don't think of him as much of a scorer, but like he had, not even counting the dunks in garbage time, he had a couple of big buckets once on a pocket pass, which again, Doris Burke was like, this is where Evan is most comfortable in the pocket in pick and roll. I'm like, not really. Like that's usually a weakness of his, but he confronted that weakness, made a big floater in the roll. And then he also had a little like kind of post move in the middle of the floor to rescue a possession for his fifth and sixth points earlier in the fourth quarter, but big buckets from Mobley. Then they were out hustling Orlando. This is a big thing I talk about, the idea of like scar tissue in the NBA playoffs. The thing that kind of taught me this lesson was the 2012 Miami Heat. I remember towards the tail end of that series with Oklahoma City in the finals, the Thunder were the younger, more athletic team, but the Heat, especially the veteran Heat players, were like making more hustle plays to beat the Thunder to basketballs. Remember, there was a big offensive rebound off of a missed free throw from Shane Battier at the end of a big game late in that series. And like, I remember sitting there thinking, like, the Heat just got embarrassed in the finals by the Mavs. They're playing with this like fear of loss. And that Oklahoma City team, they were kind of like new kids on the block, you know, not as they haven't dealt with as much of that scar tissue and loss over the years, right? And so they just didn't, it sounds reductive to just say like they didn't want it as much, but like there was clearly a level of like desperation that Miami Heat team had because they did not want to lose 2 years in a row in the finals that kind of pushed them over the top against Oklahoma City. And that's the thing, like Cleveland got embarrassed by the Knicks last year. They got killed on the offensive glass. Evan Mobley got exposed as a limited offensive player, rolling to the basket and pick and roll. Mitchell Robinson did an absolute number to their entire front line. It was just bad. It was really, really bad. Jalen Brunson outplayed Donovan Mitchell. It was just bad, right? So they come into this series not wanting to lose in the first round again. There is a fear and a desperation with Cleveland. In Orlando's the newer guys on the block. They haven't dealt with as much of that pain and loss. They don't have as much of that desperation. And there were some big hustle plays late that went Cleveland's direction. That play where Caris LeVert beat everyone down the floor in the late fourth quarter for that reverse layup in transition. Horrible transition defense from Orlando. They just didn't get back. Then the Darius Garland missed three in the corner. Isaac Okoro just beats Paolo to the loose ball. And then that gets worked back around. Also, shout out to Donovan Mitchell, just trusted Garland again to take the exact same shot, and he made it the second time around. They were making the hustle plays late, and Orlando kind of let go of the rope. And so, again, that's if you're Orlando, those are the lessons you have to learn looking forward. Big win for Cleveland, though. They were up against it there, down 18 against an elite defense with massive size advantages, and they somehow managed to flip the script. Once again, put a lot of pressure on their guards to be great, and Donovan Mitchell just was great. He just was great down the stretch of the series. Unbelievable work from him, especially if you factor in he's on a bulky knee.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider's look at the NBA and the culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoops takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking forward for both teams. Starting with the Cavs. We're going to do a full series preview later, but they were 1-2 in the season series with Boston. If you remember, their one win was the game that they were up. They were trailing by 22 with 9 minutes left. And that was the game that Dean Wade got going. Remember, the Celtics kept leaving him open, and then he got in rhythm, and then he started hitting a little bit more contested shots. And then I think it was Drew Holiday missed a box out on him at the end of the game, and Dean Wade got an offensive rebound putback dunk that ended up winning the game. And that was the one where Jason Tatum got the really bad foul call shooting the fadeaway over Darius Garland, and then they overturned it on review. So, like, you lost two games, and then the one game you won, you trailed by 22 with 9 minutes left. So, like, we're going to do a series preview on it later, but it's really hard for me to see a pathway to victory for Cleveland. To put it simply, Boston might not be as physically imposing as Orlando, but you're going from playing the least offensively skilled playoff team in Orlando to probably the most offensively skilled playoff team in Boston in terms of total skill down the roster, right? And like Miami put Bam Adebayo on Tatum and kind of removed him from the series in terms of like devoting most of their defensive attention to him. And it was just like Jaylen Brown gets going and Derek White gets going. And it's just that they just have too many weapons, and it's going to put Cleveland in a lot of binds on both ends of the floor. So again, we'll do a full series preview later, but don't see much of a pathway there for Cleveland. On the Magic side of things, a very successful season. You made the playoffs. Paolo is clearly a star. 27 points per game in your first playoff series against that type of defense when no one else on your team can really get anything else going. That's super impressive. And what's crazy is like most young players, he still has a ton of fat in his game. Like, he has so many bad possessions and bad decisions and like really difficult shots that he doesn't really need to take. Just wait until he trims the fat and identifies, like I talk about with young basketball players, there's a simple dynamic that takes place over the years. You get better at identifying what works and how to replicate it, and you get better at identifying what doesn't work and how to trim it out of your game. And Paolo will do that over the years. And like, he has such physical advantages. He just strikes me as the kind of guy that can be like a consistent 27 plus point a game playoff guy, well over 60% true shooting, lots of easy shots close to the basket with bully ball that he's going to be able to lean on in big situations. I think Paolo is going to be amazing. But they need to come up with a plan to get a legitimate skill guard to pair next to Paolo, right? Obviously, I'm a big believer in like skill guard, athlete guard, right? And there's a bunch of different directions they can go there. They can try to target that kind of skill guard through the draft, or they can do it on the trade market. I'd be making calls on guys like Devin Booker, DeJounte Murray. If the Heat are looking to pivot this summer, I'd be calling on Tyler Harrow, even D'Angelo Russell from the Los Angeles Lakers. Again, he is not a guy that you want to lean on in the playoffs, but he is a real asset in the regular season. And as long as you can cover for him athletically elsewhere on the floor, he can help in a lot of ways. He's a good playmaker and a really good spot up player, right? So like there's a bunch of guys that they can be making calls on, but no matter what, regardless of what they do, whether they address that through the draft or through the trade market, every single player on that roster needs to be in the gym all damn summer working on their jump shots. The playoffs reveal your weaknesses, and Cleveland exposed Orlando as a team that can't shoot. And we knew that throughout the regular season, but like packing the paint, every single defensive scheme geared towards just baiting them into taking jumpers that they're not going to make, it just needs to be something they address. Franz Wagner in particular. He's a guy that had a lot of hype over the last couple of years as like this big playmaking forward who can really make the reads, but you cannot make reads if you don't generate openings in the defense by dragging multiple defenders. You are not going to do that unless you prove that you can be a threat to score. And if you're only a threat to score going downhill to Euro step floaters and stuff along those lines, and you're not a threat to knock down a jump shot, you just make yourself that much easier to guard. And like he just had a really bad jump shooting season all year, but especially against Cleveland, it's just something he's got to address. Franz is kind of hitting a little bit of a wall in his development because of his lack of development of a jump shot. That's something that he's going to have to work on. But bottom line, like you can't be leaning on these big forwards that can't really consistently shoot to generate all your offense. So again, that skill guard piece is what I'd be looking at. And they just have a lot of really good players. You have a lot of guys like Jalen Suggs and Wendell Carter Jr. and Jonathan Isaac that other teams want. And if you can put a piece those guys together to get a star, like if you can go get a Devin Booker, I would literally be calling Phoenix and I'd be like, here's Jalen Suggs, here's Jonathan Isaac, here's Wendell Carter Jr. Give me Devin Booker with Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner, and I'll find guys that can do the other jobs, and we're going to win a lot of basketball games. I think that's something that they can look into. But again, got to find some sort of legitimate skill guard to pair with your dominant forwards. All right, guys, that is all I have for this particular show. Again, I'm going to be back later this afternoon with something I've already recorded, a film breakdown of Timberwolves Nuggets. And then also later this evening with Colin Cowherd. That's going to be on the Colin Cowherd podcast YouTube feed. We're recording here in about 4 hours, so it should be up maybe in about 6 hours later this evening. All right, guys, I appreciate you guys. I'll see you later today.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.